got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
And I've seen this interesting conversation online and I think it's very funny, especially when because Facebook Marketplace and places like that or online stores where you can sell things secondhand, they're fantastic, right?
I think it's amazing, and I don't know if other people have experienced this. When you're selling something on Facebook Marketplace, if you're selling something for like $300, I feel like no one ever haggles. They're like, $300, that's the price? No worries, I'll take it. But I sold something for $15 the other day, and people were like, will you take five? Mate, it's 15 bucks. Do you want it or not?
Coming from someone who is of Macedonian heritage and whose, I believe, legal catchphrase is a deal's a deal, it's weird that you drop that off at Marketplace because everyone wants to get it, like, maybe whether it's like a stool or like a television or something like that, you can always get it secondhand loved, you know? It's been a bit used, but hey, I'm not here to get something new. I'd like to get something secondhand. There's a conversation online at the moment that I get a bit of a kick out of. Specifically, people are getting funny about people selling Birkenstocks, which is a type of sandal, online.
It's because it's disgusting, Tim. you never see, like, brand new Birkenstocks, never been worn. Yeah, like, it's always like, hey, still pretty good, just have my dirty feet marks in them.
Well, if you didn't know about Birkenstocks, the thing is that you, over time, after about a month of wearing them, they imprint to your specific foot. So, but you can, I guess, shape in a new foot if you're committed to it. I wear Birkenstocks most days.
Yeah, and I've smelt your musty Birks.
I just need you to remove that element from it for a moment.
I'm just saying, think about the scent on someone's dirty, musty Birks, and they're like, hey, you can have them for 50 bucks. No.
Why are you walking around like you think you've got nice smelling hooves?
I do have nice smelling hooves. Do you want a cop a whiff?
I cannot stress how loudly no is my answer. I think you can sell sandals secondhand online because I would buy them.
You would buy secondhand
Birks. I'd buy someone's secondhand sandals because, like, the way I...
No, specifically Birkenstocks. Yeah. You would buy secondhand Birks.
Yes, they're expensive.
You're a madman.
I get them every, like, 4 years now, and now I have... So, because I got a new pair for Christmas because I was like, oh, this, it's time for an upgrade. So my old, like, full-time Birks have now become my casual, like, gardening and stuff. Sure. So I don't care if they get... like munted even so more than what they already are.
You'd sell your munted Birks.
No, because I love them, but I'd buy someone else's secondhand Birks, hands down, easy.
But how? What if they've had them for years and they've got someone else's footprint in them?
Well, I would wear them constantly so that my foot is king foot.
You're disgusting. Think of the bacteria.
I don't know what money you're making, mate, but we've got to find ways to cut corners to save costs. And if I'm wearing secondhand Birkenstocks,
new Birks, don't buy Birks. Well, just putting it out there.
Well, but you could say the same thing with a television. Like if you can't afford a brand new television.
Television is not the same.
Yeah, because you put your hands on it and stuff, you know, they're all the same. A stool. What, you want to buy my ass print all of a sudden? 52232955. Can you sell and buy secondhand Birkenstocks? I am a bit worried because historically, Caleb from Thompson, who joins us now on the phone, he's called up to get in on this. Caleb, historically, from memory, you and I don't seem quite... eye to eye on a lot of topics, do we?
You could say that.
Yeah. So I'm a bit worried that you've called through. Now, how do you feel?
Well, Caleb had a question for you, Tim.
Okay, what's your question?
I have a very serious question for you.
Okay.
Would you buy someone's used underwear?
Oh, it's so different, Caleb.
It's not, though.
It's so different.
Not. Are they
Doesn't
putting...
matter how many times you wash them, it's still got the person's...
They're raw dogging their foot into that Birkenstock, Tim.
Caleb, I don't drop my bean sack into my Birks, you know?
Oh, I don't know where people's feet have been.
Exactly.
Caleb, I think, like, give him, like, get a can of Glen 20. Give
What's
him a spray.
Glen 20 going to do?
I'll sell mine for 50 bucks. There you go. Someone's got Birkenstocks. They're happy. I've got $50. Everyone's happy, Caleb.
You can do your own thing and we'll go with that.
See, Caleb, this is what I mean. I feel like from the sound of your voice, I feel like we could be quite good friends. But every time you call up, you're disagreeing with the way I live my life.
Well, the question you asked him was, can you sell these Birks online or not? And I think Caleb is answering that, yes, you can, but
you can, but I would not buy them.
Okay. Thank you. Right?
Well, Caleb, I feel like you're a best friend that could have been. It's such a shame that you've called through. And again, I'll hang up on you. for like maybe the fifth time now I'm hanging up on Caleb. So I appreciate it, mate.
So if anyone's got any dirty used underwear, send them Tim's way.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
A really cool moment happened, I think last night, maybe, but definitely for certain this morning. So my wife and I are expecting a baby boy in late July, early August.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife is, tomorrow, she'll be 22 weeks. So we're more than halfway.
Yep.
And I haven't been able to, with my hand pressed on her baby belly, feel the baby kicking around yet.
Right.
And now, because this is my wife's first time she's been pregnant, she doesn't know what.
Mm. Oh, you wouldn't know what to expect. Yeah.
All we've been told, and in the book that I've got, that I've been reading, it feels like weird flutters.
Yeah.
And then once you kind of definitely go, oh, that was the baby kicking, you look back and go, oh, like I was feeling this 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, my wife's been, for like the last 4 days in particular, she's like, give me a hand, give me a hand, putting it on her tummy.
Oh.
And I've been going, I'm not feeling anything. And because you have like a pulse in your hand,
it's
at first I was like, no, that's too regular to be a heartbeat.
Yeah.
To be a movement, so it must be the heartbeat on my hand. And finally, for certain this morning, I just felt this little push against my hand.
Yeah.
And it was really, really cool.
Oh, Timmy.
It was really, really cool. Now, it's... I don't know what I expected. I think it's like from movies and that. I expected like a real firm,
like a proper kick.
Like, hey, Dad. Or
maybe a little bit later on.
Yeah, I think I'm expecting because my wife
grow faster.
Yeah, I'm expecting massive belly. You see, because sometimes apparently you can see.
Oh, I've seen it with my mates.
Yeah, like
it's super weird. Like you can see like a little alien foot.
Yeah.
So strange.
Because it's. I know you're going to see my wife tomorrow, so maybe you could get in some tummy time and get a hand on there.
Is it weird? Like, has she started having people, just reaching out to her tummy?
You.
Other than me.
You are, I'm going to say, the only person who you said hi and then your eyes went straight down to tummy and then you went, oh, my God. But, she doesn't mind.
Yeah.
So, but because... it's just happened to be only you, and then whenever we see you, you do it again. And I think it's fantastic.
And warn her, and it's going to happen again tomorrow.
And I know that it might sound super silly, but I am very well aware that my wife is pregnant, and that this baby's in the sonograms and the videos we've seen, it's like river dancing in there. It is kicking down.
How big
hard.
Is he now?
I think. Oh, I haven't got the fruit app. Well, tomorrow I've got an app where it tells me what fruit
tell
it is.
Tell me what, you know I like the fruit size comparison.
I believe it's something around 30 to 40 centimetres.
Right.
Yeah, and it feels weird that I know she's pregnant. I've seen the videos of him kicking around, doing some Irish dancing, stomping the yard, whatever you want to say. But for this morning when I definitely felt him kicking against my hand on my wife's tummy,
I was like, oh my God,
this thing is alive, moving,
you're
and ready
be
to
a
go.
Dad.
Yeah. Whistling the way home,
listening to something. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
And this week, Jess, I think it's safe to say we've been a little bit obsessed with a Facebook group that we found last Friday, and we've kind of started looking into it as of Monday this week.
You and I, we love a bit of the Colonel's Kentucky Fried Chicken, Tim.
And look, getting a few questions online that this is like... genuinely sponsored in case he's paying us to talk about this?
Nope.
Absolutely not.
You had Subway for lunch today, didn't you?
It was a great sandwich.
Nice 6-inch?
Yeah.
Delicious.
Well, I didn't want a foot long.
Eat fresh.
Yeah. But the KFC in Drysdale already has an appreciation group.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even exist yet, technically.
Well, when you discovered it, you said, how good must this KFC be if they've got a Facebook page dedicated to them?
Yeah, and they're not even open.
They're not even open just yet. And that's when I started to dig it a little deeper, Tim. Mm-hmm. And we used our contacts within the radio station.
Should we? I feel like your journalism degree is getting the most use it has ever since you were in university.
This is the hardest I've ever worked, honestly.
I feel like doing this regularly is like your deep dive, because I feel like you're very good at deep dives. Because I have
you.
No, I'm like, yeah, this is fun, but I don't want to do the work for it.
I think I get a little bit, what do they call it, obsessed with things.
Sure.
But I have very short attention span.
Yeah, yeah. So get it while it's hot, essentially.
And so we reached out to our KFC contacts, went straight to the Colonel's mouth.
Yeah.
to find out when the KFC in Drysdale will be opening.
A few dates were said to us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to, it's hoping, let's just say April for now. Let's just say April.
The Colonel did suggest to us that potentially it might be sooner. They didn't want to put that out there. Yeah.
Apparently there might have been some loose lips, some loose chicken wangs, I guess you could put it, that after, because there's already 70 staff ready to go at this KFC and Drysdale, and they've been said, hey, here's the date we think we're going.
Yeah.
And then within an hour of that happening, it was on the Facebook group.
The store's ready to go. They are ready to get frying. Yeah. It's they're waiting on a few little extra things around the store, out of their control.
Out of their control. I believe, without confirming this, because I haven't done the research, potentially council related.
Yes. So I think at this stage, it will be after Easter.
Well, you wouldn't want it, because then you've got to close for all the public holidays.
True.
So I know for a fact that we will be there. Because they KFC's open at like 11 a.m, don't they?
Yes.
I can guarantee whatever day it is, 11 a.m.
We'll be first in line.
Well, not first in line. We'll be next to the person first in line. Because I want to.
Do you think people are going to let us know?
Facebook page has like 3,000 members.
Do you think you'll camp out?
Oh, I don't think we'll be seeing camp outs. I hope there is, but I don't
reckon
think
there's going to be some camp outs.
Because what I want is I want to speak to the person who buys the first KFC.
Yeah.
And I want to be there and share that experience with them and
surely the first purchase has to be a bucket of chicken. Like, let's go to dish.
I'd say a Zinger burger.
A Zinger box.
I think maybe, I think a burger will be one of the first things purchased. Maybe we can do like KFC bingo of what's the first thing.
Right, okay.
I'm happy with this. I think we're at a good spot now, and now it's the waiting game because we've had confirmation from the Colonel. We've had confirmation from the local owners of the KFC in Drysdale. Now it's just on the Facebook group, and we're waiting for that day.
Yes.
Life's good. Life's good. Life's crispy. So we'll keep you in the loop. I don't think there's going to be anything changing as of now, but when something's happening, you'll know about it. So, so fast.
In the words of a very wise KFC employee that once said to me, Tim, KFC you later.
Okay. I'm in love with you. It's Tim and Jess.
K-Rock 955. Tim, you are a dog owner. I do not have a dog. I have a cat.
Did you ever have a dog growing up, though?
No.
Wow.
No. We were a cat family.
Yeah, and would you say, what's the ratio of dog families to cat families now?
Oh, I feel like there's a lot more dog families.
70-30?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's pretty solid.
Yeah, my wife and I, we've got a Kelpie Collie. Her name's Remy. Mm-hmm. She's turning 6 or 7 this year. So, yeah, we've had a dog for a while and I grew up with dogs, yeah.
I love dogs. I love being able to give dogs back because, I love playing with dogs. I love cuddling dogs. Like, I don't like the responsibility.
You're like the rock star auntie. You come to my house, most likely with your sister, who's obsessed with our dog.
She's obsessed with
your dog. You rile her up, which is fantastic, and then you go... Anyway, peace. Gotta go. And that's fine. Well, I love that relationship.
A veterinary expert has spoken out and explained the different tail movements your dog does and what they mean when they're trying to communicate to you.
They can't use words, so they use other things, like whether they like do these little boofs or roofs. Like my dog, Remy, she does these like a lot. Like, and I just chat to her. I think that's really funny. But when I get home, mostly at night, she'll run to the door, tail wagging, give her a pat. Sometimes when I'm patting her, her tail will go still because I feel like I'm like, well, I've decided in my brain that she's like, that's her comfort tail.
Right.
She's like, oh, well, I'm really happy to see
you. Well, let's find out, Tim. I'm going
to
tell you a few different tail movements and you tell me if you saw your dog Remy doing this, what do you think it would be, right? Okay. So a dog will stand its ears up, tail raised.
Ears up, tail raised. I would say they're curious and looking like, what was that? What's going on here?
Yeah. Apparently it's agitated. That's not a good one. If your dog is standing still, not great. Mm. If your dog stops wagging their tail and freezes, this could mean that they want to avoid a threat without being aggressive. What do you think they're trying to convey?
That they want to avoid... You just said it, didn't you?
No, it's a negotiation. They want to have a negotiation with you.
Oh.
So maybe
like
when...
Like I'm like, go outside. And they're like, whoop. Do I have to do it?
Maybe when Remy is stopping,
she's
trying to negotiate with you, like, hey, give me something else.
I would lose the hostage if it was a negotiation situation with our dog, unfortunately.
When your dog tucks its tail between its legs, what does that mean?
They're not enjoying themselves. They're either uncomfortable, they're scared.
That's
I hate seeing it on any dogs, especially when they're not aware of what's going on and they're just like terrified. Mm-hmm. Like when thunder and lightning happens, like last week on Thursday morning, whenever it was.
Crazy.
My dog almost got in the shower with me. She was like, no, this is
I'm not about this. Sometimes if they are wagging their tail just a little bit, what does that mean?
Wagging a little bit.
Like just a little bit, just a little flutter of the tail.
Is it kind of like they're hopeful that something good's about to happen, but they're not convinced or they're not absolutely concerned?
They're insecure. They're feeling a little bit nervous about the situation. Yeah, like something good might be happening.
What's going on here? I don't know how to feel.
And I think this one, you don't have to be a dog owner to know that this is the universal sign. When a dog is wagging their tail very aggressively, so much so that sometimes their hips also join in.
Yep.
What do you think that means?
They're absolutely on top of the world. Now, because you've seen Remy go wriggle butt.
Yeah.
She go literally side to side. Like you think Beyonce can bend it back? My dog Remy, she is winding and signed it, and she'll send it around town for sure.
Yeah, it's when she's very excited, and she also does the like running forward and back.
Like, oh my God, I just want to see every part of you ever. So yeah, I can't. Yeah, great. See, why do we need to? Like, I think human beings, instead of speaking, I think we should grow tails. I think that's an easy way to communicate.
I also think we don't need a vet expert. We've got one right here.
Yeah. Is it you or me? I'm
it's
confused.
You.
Okay.
All you, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Tim, I have great news.
Okay.
If you are someone who doesn't love to exercise, like myself. When you hear the saying, you got to get 10,000 steps a day, that's a bit much, isn't it?
Well, apparently, according to like scientists and nutritionists and people looking after your well-being, that's like the minimum that we need to be doing to kind of just not be losing things. So this is the 10,000 is the minimum. If you do that, you're not gaining anything necessarily, but you're not losing anything.
Wrong. Because according to those very same scientists, Tim, they have conceded that, hey, hitting an even easier goal will still make you live longer.
Right.
So they've lowered the recommendation down to 8,000 steps a day.
Yeah, I heard this,
Isn't that brilliant? Just so much more achievable. Not double digits.
All right.
Just get to 8,000.
So if it's 8,000 today, you've got a smartwatch?
Yep. What do I got? We got 3,800. I'm halfway there.
It's 450.
You're going to go gym yet today.
You're going to go home and have dinner and watch Friends again.
Yeah, okay. Gilmore Girls. But what I want to do today to celebrate the new recommendation of 8,000 steps for the day.
It's always good when health lowers the bar.
Oh.
Makes it so much easier to tick. Or as you like to say with your Apple Watch, fill my rings. Timmy, look, I filled my rings. Whatever you get up to in your own time outside of work, I don't need to know, okay?
Well, I want to play this.
This is the Guess Again.
Now, this is very specific to our listeners that can track their steps.
So I guess if you have a smartwatch or if you...
A smartphone.
Yeah, if you have a phone that you take around with you most of the time when you're walking, that'll gauge your steps. So, because this is a challenge we like to set ourselves, because we have a radio show and that's how you can get to know us.
Yeah.
But how can we get to know you?
52232955. We're going to guess how many steps you've taken.
Carly from Belmont's called through. Carly, hello. Now, this is an unofficial question. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay, good. Thank you. All right, we have three questions to figure out how many steps Carly has made today. Jess, I feel like, don't point at me.
You can take it away, mate.
This was your idea. Don't put this on me. Fair?
Fair.
Okay.
Carly. Did you go to work today, mate?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Carly, do you walk to and from work?
No, I don't.
Okay. Carly, is your job mostly standing?
Yes.
Okay.
I really should have asked what the job was. I feel like we wasted our questions.
We? Put me on the spot. This is what you want to talk about.
Carly, sit tight. We're going to have a little chat here.
Okay.
Okay. What are you vibing?
I have no idea because I feel like I feel like we were in the right direction with the question. So she moves. She's standing up and around, and that can add 1,000 or two.
That's incidental steps, Tim. That's incidentals.
Yes, the commonly used phrase incidental steps. I think Carly at about 5 o'clock on a Wednesday, probably getting closer. I think she might even be on the way home for her day.
Sure.
I'm gonna say I'm feeling 12,000.
12.
I have a feeling.
I was only gonna vibe 7.
Do you want to meet in the middle at 9?
Nah, let's go 10.
It just seems so not
okay, go
that
12.
Far away
no, you me. Seem very confident. Okay. Let's go 12.
Carly from Belmont, we think you have walked 12,000 steps today.
Actually, your expectations are too high of me. I have got 8,000 exactly.
8,000 exactly.
Well, Carly, we've lost this game, but you've won life because scientists said you've only got to get to 8,000, so you've done your dailies for today.
Huge. Oh, I feel like, so what do you do for work that you get you up and about, if you don't mind us asking?
Yeah, I'm a high school teacher.
Chasing around those rascals, am I right, Carly?
Yeah.
Goodbye. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best. Goodbye.
New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.